Random House Audio presents Rose Harbor in Bloom by Debbie Maycumber. Read for you by Lorelei King.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the second installment in the Rose Harbor Inn series. Jo Marie is so eager to update you on what's been happening at the inn. The inn is booked solid this visit, and you'll enjoy meeting Kent and Julie Shivers, who are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. The only problem is they can't seem to get along. Their granddaughter is refereeing them and dealing with the boy next door, who is nothing but a pest, except now he can't take his eyes off her. And then there's Mary Smith. Oh, but wait, I'm getting ahead of myself. This happens with novel writers. We fall in love with our stories and the characters, and we have trouble not blurting out the entire plot line. What I really want is for you to make yourself at home at the inn. Jo Marie is baking cookies for this big shindig she regrets. Oh, oops, I'm getting ahead of myself again. And of course, there's the handyman, Mark, who... Okay, that's it. I'm not saying one more word. I'll leave it to you to get started listening. Now, please sit back and relax. I promise I won't give anything else away. Everyone in Cedar Cove is eager to update you on what's been going on, and as always, that seems to be quite a lot. Something else writers like. Feedback. I'd love to hear what you think. You can reach me in a variety of ways. My website at debbiemaycumber.com, Facebook is another, and then of course you can always write me at Post Office Box 1458, Port Orchard, Washington, 98366. I'd love to hear from you. Now enjoy.
Chapter 1. Rose Harbor was in bloom. Purple rhododendrons and red azaleas dotted the property. I stood on the porch, leaning against the thick white post, and looked over the property for my bed and breakfast. The inn at Rose Harbor was beautifully scripted on the wooden sign and was prominently displayed in the front of the yard, along with my name, Jo Marie Rose, as proprietor. I never planned on owning or operating a bed and breakfast, but then I never expected to be a widow in my 30s either. If I'd learned anything in this road called life, it's that it often takes unexpected turns, rerouting us from the very path that had once seemed so right. My friends advised me against purchasing the inn. They felt the move was too drastic. It meant more than just moving and leaving my job. It would mean an entire life change. Many thought I should wait at least a year after losing Paul. But my friends were wrong. I'd found peace at the inn, and, somewhat to my surprise, a certain contentment. Until I purchased the inn, I'd lived in a condo in the heart of downtown Seattle. Because of my job and other responsibilities, I hadn't had pets, well, other than as a youngster. But shortly after I moved to Cedar Cove, I got Rover. In only a few short months, I'd grown especially fond of him. He'd become my shadow, my constant companion. Rover was a rescue dog I'd gotten through Grace Harding, the Cedar Cove librarian. Grace volunteered at the local animal shelter, and she'd recommended I adopt a dog. I thought I wanted a German shepherd. Instead, I'd come home with this indiscriminate mixed-breed short-haired mutt. The shelter had dubbed him Rover because it was clear he'd been on his own roaming about for a good long time. My musings were interrupted by mutterings from the area where I planned to plant a rose garden and eventually add a gazebo. The sound came from Mark Taylor, the handyman I'd hired to construct the sign that stood in the front yard. Mark was an interesting character. I'd given him plenty of work, but I had yet to figure out if he considered me a friend. He acted like my friend most of the time, but then every so often he turned into a grumpy, unlikable, cantankerous, unreasonable... The list went on. "What's up?" I called out.
"Nothing," he barked back.
Apparently the ill-tempered monster had returned. Months ago, I'd asked Mark to dig up a large portion of the yard for a rose garden. He told me this project would be low on his priority list. He seemed to work on it when the mood struck him, which unfortunately wasn't often, but still I thought a month or two would be adequate in between the other projects he'd done for me. To be fair to Mark, though, it had been a harsh winter. Still,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?